Heureux ceux qui gardent mes voies. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria. Aujourd'hui, en ce jour de la solennité externe de la fête de Notre-Dame du Rosaire, la Sainte Vierge appelle chacun de nous dans ce vers du livre de Sirach. Venez à moi, vous tous qui me désirez, et rassasiez-vous de mes fruits. Quels sont ces fruits? Tout d'abord, nous pensons à la salutation de Sainte Élisabeth à la Sainte Vierge. Vous êtes bénie entre les femmes, et le fruit de vos entrailles est béni. À un niveau très profond, le Christ lui-même est le fruit que Notre-Dame désire partager avec nous. Dans ce sens, il ne peut jamais y avoir d'apposition ou de compétition entre le Christ et Marie, car la vraie dévotion à la Mère de Dieu conserve et favorise la vraie adoration du Fils de Dieu, comme le démontre le Concile œcuménique d'Éphèse. Dans l'Épître d'aujourd'hui, Notre-Dame dit mystiquement « Heureux l'homme qui m'écoute, qui veille chaque jour à mes portes et qui en garde les montants. » Qu'est-ce que Notre-Dame veut nous dire aujourd'hui? La Sainte Vierge dit aujourd'hui et tous les jours « Mon âme glorifie le Seigneur. » Et mon esprit tressaille de joie en Dieu, mon Sauveur. C'est la parole essentielle que Notre-Dame prononce, que chacun de nous doit faire nôtre, si nous voulons avoir part à sa gloire, la gloire de la vraie Ève, la reine du ciel et de la terre, laquelle est bénie pour toujours et par son Fils divin, le vrai Adam, Roi des rois et Seigneur des seigneurs. De concert avec l'adoration eucharistique et la pieuse réception des sacrements, nous faisons aussi notre la parole divine dans la fervente méditation sur les mystères du très saint Rosaire. Ce serait une grande erreur de notre part de croire que cette dévotion n'est bonne que pour les enfants et les vieilles femmes. Comme le dit Saint Bernard de Clairvaux dans cette parole célèbre, De Maria nunquam satis, de Marie jamais assez. Il est impossible d'avoir trop de dévotion à la Mère de Dieu, car comme elle le dit elle-même mystiquement dans le livre de Sirach, ceux qui me mangent auront encore faim, et ceux qui me boivent auront encore soif. Avoir faim et avoir soif de Marie avec une vraie dévotion, c'est finalement avoir faim et avoir soif de son Fils divin, à qui soit gloire et louange, maintenant, toujours, et dans les siècles des siècles, ainsi soit-il. In addition to being the external solemnity of the Most Holy Rosary of Our Lady, it is also in the temporal cycle the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. In that Gospel, which you can maybe look in your hand missal, our Lord is asked the question by the expert in the law, what is the great command? Our Lord replies with a quotation from Deuteronomy chapter 6, what's known as the Kriyas Shema, which a devout Jew would recite at least twice daily, in the morning upon rising, in the evening upon going to bed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole mind, and with thy whole soul. It's the first and great command. Of course, the second, then our Lord adds, the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two commands hang all the law and the prophets. In St. Luke's Gospel, the expert in the law then replied with a moral question, seemingly so. And who is my neighbor? Our Lord responded, of course, with the parable of the Good Samaritan. Everyone is your neighbor. But in St. Matthew's Gospel today, our Lord, as it were, goes on the offensive. And rather than letting the scribe ask him a moral question, our Lord poses himself a theological question, which has also, of course, moral implications. What is the question our Lord asks? It's the same question he asks each one of us and everyone in the world. Who do you say the Christ is? Whose son is he? It's a very profound question. We might be tempted to think that we could stay in the first half of the gospel today, that part where our Lord just says, as it were, in the abstract, to love God and to love neighbor, and we'll just leave it at that. To be sure, if each one of us, if everyone in the world, truly loved God and truly loved neighbor, we wouldn't have any problems. That is wonderful. But as we see, it takes a little bit more spelling out than that. And so, while we should participate, insofar as we can, in these different things, such as religious dialogue, or ecumenical movements, or solidarity, and things, these things can have good effects. But all of those things, and all of the whole hand-holding in the world, and butterflies, and soap bubbles, that's all wonderful. But at the end of the day, Christ still stands asking the question, and who do you say that I am? Whose son am I? And how we answer that question, of course, has profound effects. If we think of the so-called monotheistic religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, each one of them answers that question very differently. For us, here, we can consider our response to that question in three ways, together with the three ways that St. Peter himself responded to that question. In the first fundamental way, Christ asked Peter, "And who do you say that I am?" Peter's great confession, Matthew chapter 18. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonah." I can assume, I hope, since you're sitting here, that each one of you, personally, or through your sponsor, baptismal sponsor, if you are a babe in arms, we have plenty of them, thanks be to God, you've answered that question already in the affirmative with St. Peter. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." But we're not off the hook yet. We have two more responses of St. Peter to make our own. The second one is the sad one, and that's the response that we make every time we choose any sin. Any time we choose any sin, a little one, a big one, doesn't matter, in any sin, there is the element of St. Peter's denial. In a particular situation, we see the right, but we choose the wrong. In the moment of choosing the wrong, we say, with our actions, I know not the man. Christ, I do not wish to know you in this particular circumstance of my life that I'm shoving you away from. That's what is involved in each sin, a denial of Christ. I know not the man. I do not let you in to this situation. And then we have, of course, the third confession of St. Peter. That's the happy one, the repentant St. Peter. This too we have to make our own. In a confession, it's a grave matter. But also broader than that, it's the confession of our lives. The confession that we make by our actions every day, each one of us according to our state in life. That too is a confession. Confiteor in Latin means not only confess, but to speak forth. And that confession is also our lives. So every day, at every moment, Christ is asking us, as he asks St. Peter, Peter, do you love me? That's the question. And we have to answer that question not only with our lips, but in our lives, so we truly can say, Lord, you know that I love you. If we love the Lord, we have to listen to that command. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. That means so many things. For each one of us, it's different. For everyone, it's keep my commands. Follow the precepts of the church. Love God and neighbor. Be faithful to your duties and your state in life. That's feeding the sheep. Again, each one of us according to our own state. For the Vicar of Christ, the Bishop of Rome, that is a very unique feeding of the sheep. For you and for me, to feed the sheep is what I've just said. Be faithful in your daily prayers, your duties and your state in life. And in that, we truly then will confess that Christ is Lord. God bless you, and Ave Maria.